here's a story from The World.
North and South Korea are speaking again. According to Reuters today, the two nations are in talks to reopen a joint liaison office that North Korea demolished last year. They also reportedly hope to hold a summit between the leaders of the two nations, part of a wider effort to restore relations. Joining me now is Jenny Town. She's a senior fellow at the Stimson Center and director of their 38 North program. What's your reaction to these developments, Jenny, and how do you explain the timing?
Well, I do think anytime we can reopen communications channels is a good thing. Being able to have lines of communication to be able to try and avoid any kind of miscommunications and mishaps, especially in flashpoints like the DMZ. I think, you know, it plays well into President Moon and Kim Jong-un's broader inter-Korean peace regime campaign.
For North Korea, is this just a friendly overture, or does this attempt to reopen communication with South Korea suggest some domestic desperation in the North that could be mollified with diplomacy?
I think that's yet to be seen. I think both of those possibilities are real, that there may be some willingness to cooperate, especially on humanitarian assistance going forward. From what I understand, that the situation in North Korea is getting... There's a lot of hardship going on now because of the prolonged COVID border lockdowns. So, you know, it's hard to get import foodstuffs as well as import inputs like fertilizers and stuff to help the crops. And so this year's crop will matter more than it has in past years.
So with that in mind, we've seen South Korean President Moon Jae-in go down this path of trying to bring all the sides together. A similar narrative now, or is this different?
President Moon is likely to try again to bring all the parties together and to try and get both US DPRK and inter-Korean relations back on track. I don't know that that's necessarily the intention of the North Koreans in trying to resume some level of talks with the South Koreans. But I think, you know, President Moon does also need to be very careful this time around in managing expectations of what's coming next, because it is a political cycle right now with the South Korean presidential elections early next year. So building up high expectations that things are going to move very quickly in a positive direction can work against him if it doesn't work out, and can work against his party. So trying to build too high of expectations on inter-Korean relations could be politically damaging to his party if it doesn't work out.
Looking back to President Clinton in the 1990s, one White House administration after another have said that the U.S. has to deal with the North Koreans so they can get rid of their nuclear program. Do you have any greater confidence, Jenny, that this time under Biden, it's going to work?
Certainly not going to be easy, and it will require, as well as concessions on the U.S. side, what is the U.S. willing to do to change North Korea's strategic calculus? We oftentimes think too much about North Korea as an exception, like that it's odd that they wouldn't want to have better relations with the U.S., that they should be willing to give up their nuclear program to have better relations with the U.S. But I think you have to ask yourself, what causes any country that has nuclear weapons to voluntarily relinquish that program? And so I think until we really solve the broader security situation, any administration is going to have a very difficult time trying to incentivize the North Koreans to give up their nuclear program.
Jenny Town is a Korea specialist at the Stimson Center and the director of their 38 North program. Jenny, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you for having me.
From PRX.